Okay, we are 13 lines up from the bottom on Tes Zayin Omid Beis. The Mishnah tells us Ein Bonin, there are certain things that you're not allowed to build: Basilki, Gardom, Itzdadia, and Abima. So those are the items we can't build, all different types of platforms and structures which were Dan Dine Nefashos, and they would kill people as a result. So those you cannot build with idolaters. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabba Bar Barchana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Gimel Basilkos Hain, Shel Malchei Ovdei Kochavim, Shel Merchatzos, Shel Otzros. You should know, says Rabba Bar Barchana, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, there are three types of structures. One is for idolaters, for the Malchei of the Kochavim. One is for bathhouses, and one is for Otzros, for storage houses. Amar Rabba, Beis Leheter, Ve'echad Le'iser. Two of these three are permissible to build with an idolater or for an idolater. One is prohibited. Which one is that? It seems pretty clear that the one which will be prohibited is the one for Malchei Ovdei Kochavim. V'simin, and how do you know this? What's the mnemonic device to remember? Lesor Malcheyem Bezikim. As we say in davening every morning, to tie the kings, their kings in chains. So that's how you understand Usser and Malcheyem. That's how you know that it's prohibited to build a Basilki for Malchei Ovdei Kochavim. V'ika d'amri, there's another way to understand this Gemara. Amar Rava, or this Brisa, or the statement in the name of Rav Yochanan. Amar Rava kulam leheter. All Basilkis are permissible to build. All Basilkis are permissible? What do you mean? Fatanan ain boni nimoim Basilki, Gardom, Itzdadia, Ubima. We know that you can't build Basilki. The Mishnah says it very clearly. Says the Gemara, no, you're reading the Mishnah incorrectly. Ema, shel gardum, v'shel itzdadia, v'shel bima. A basilki for gardum, for itzdadia, for bima, meaning for dining, dini nefashos, that's prohibited. But as Rashi says, but basilki stam, just a general basilki, general structure, le diras melachim, even if it's a structure which is to house an idolater, that's permissible to build. The Gemara continues. Now the Gemara goes on a tangent. We go back to Agadata. Tanu Rabbanan. Kishenitfas Rabbi Eliezer Laminos. When Rabbi Eliezer was jailed for heresy, in other words, he was learning Torah, not serving idols, he was brought, Helu Lagardum. They brought him to this structure, to this court, to judge him for his actions. Amar lo, Oso Hegmon. So the Hegmon said to him, Oso Hegmon Zaken, the older Hegmon said, Shekmoscha Yasok Bidvarim Halalu, someone like you is willing to delve into these Dvarim B'Telem. You're going to study the Torah? What a waste of time. Amar lo. So Rabbi Eliezer responded to him, again, his life is on the line if he says the wrong thing. Amar lo, Neman alai hadayan. The judge is trusted by me. What does that mean? It's a vague statement, intentionally vague. Kasavur oso hegemon, alavu homer. The hegemon thought that Rabbi Eliezer was referring to him. In other words, what he was saying to the hegemon was, you're right, the judge trusts me, you trust me, I'm a changed man. I'm not going to learn Torah anymore. Vehulo amar el keneged aviv shebas shamayim, but Rabbi Eliezer's real intent was talking about God. God is the one who he was said God puts his trust in me, or God is trusted by me. Amar lo, but nevertheless, since the hegemon made a mistake and mistakenly understood that he was repenting, changing his ways, ho'ol v'hemanti alecha dimus paterata. Since you trusted in me, Demos, as Rashi says, I swear by my idol, Demos, that you are exempt. Tosfos says Demos is not an idol, but Demos means you have Rachmanos. Since you have mercy, I'll have mercy on you because you're putting your faith in me. And he was let go. But Rabbi Eliezer wasn't completely satisfied after the story. Kishabala beiso nichnasu talmidav etzla lenachama. When he got home, his talmidim came to console him. Clearly, he was down, so the students came to console him. Why do they come to console him? Well, two possibilities, I guess. One, perhaps he was upset that he had to mislead the hegemon, that he made him think that he was moda to avodah zara, or perhaps he felt bad that he couldn't understand why he was brought to court in the first place. What did he deserve? What did he do to deserve this? Anyhow, lo kibbul alav tanchumim, he wasn't consoled by his students. Amar lo Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was there, and he said to him, "Rabbi, tarshini lomar davar achad mimasha limadatani." Rabbi Akiva said to him, "Rabbi, give me an opportunity to tell you something which you taught me." Amar lo amor. So he said, "Okay, tell me." Amar lo Rabbi, shema minus baliyadcha vehanacha v'alacha nitpas. Maybe what happened was that you came across a divrei minus, you came across heresy, you enjoyed it, and because you enjoyed it, as a result, that is why you were punished in this instance. Amar lo, Akiva his kartani, he said, "You know what, Akiva? You reminded me of something. Pam achas ha'isi mahalich b'shuk ha'elyon shel Tzipori. One day I was walking in the marketplace in Tzipori. U'matzasi echad. I found a person. I bumped into a person. V'Yaakov ish kfar sachne shmo. His name was Yaakov ish kfar sachne." The side of the Gemara here says that the censors took out an important part, which is that Yaakov ish kfar sachne was a Talmud Yeshu. He was one of Jesus' Talmudim. And what did he tell him? Amr Li, he said to me, "Ksuv b'sorascham, it says in your Torah, lo savi es nan zona, that you're not allowed to use a gift from a zona towards anything holy." So the question was, "Ma'o lasos heimenu besakise le'kohen gadol?" So the Talmud of Yeshu said to him, "Can I give money towards building a bathhouse or a Beis HaKiseh for the Kohen Gadol?" What are we referring to? As Rashi explains, before Yom Kippur, when the Kohen Gadol goes to the Lishkas Parhedrin by the Beis HaMikdash to prepare for the week, can money be used to support or to build the bathroom from Esnan Zona? V'lo amarti lo klum, said, "I didn't," said Rabbi Elazar, "I didn't answer at all. I kept my mouth shut." Amr li, so what Yaakov ish kfar sachne said, Amr li kach limdani, this is what I was taught. What do you mean now this is what I was taught? So again, the censors took out, kach limdani Yeshu hanotzri. Jesus taught me, ki me esnan zona kavtza ve'ad esnan zona yeshuvu. From the esnan zona you were gathered, and that's where you will return. What does that mean? Mimakom hatinofes bo, lemakom hatinofes yelechu. From the disgusting place you came, and to the disgusting place you will go. In other words, since it was acquired by disgusting purposes, you can use it for disgusting purposes, as in a building a bathroom. V'hanani hadavar, I thought it was a great vort. I agreed with it. It made sense to me, and therefore he said, "Al yidei zeh nifasti l'minus." It was because of that I was arrested for Torah. Because I violated the Torah dictum, harchik mehalad darchecha zuminus, distance yourself from heresy, val tikra val pesach beis, and also don't come close to rashus, to government, to authority. V'ikadamri, there's another way to understand that pasuk, harchik mehalad darchecha zuminus v'harashus, the reference to heresy and authority, val tikra val pesach beis, don't come close to the house of a harlot, of a kama, and how far do you need to distance yourself from it? From what? So from the Gemara, it sounds like how much do you have to distance yourself from a Beis Zona? Amar Rav Chisda Arba Amos. Says Rav Chisda, it's 4 Amos. But if you look in the Shulchan Aruch says you have to distance yourself from Minus and Rashus by 4 Amos. That also ties into the idea of not walking right past the church. You have to maybe stay a little bit distance away. The same idea, because it would be harchik mi'aleh derechecha zuminus. So what we've done here is we had this Gemara by Rabbi Eliezer trying to understand what he did wrong, why he was arrested, and the answer was because he was partisan, or he took part in a discussion about or with a min, with a heretic, and he enjoyed it. He got pleasure from it, and as a result, said Rabbi Eliezer, "That's why I was arrested." But now we also know that there is a idea to distance oneself 4 amos, either from a Beis Zona or from Munis as well.